Intimidation tactics don't faze India's believers. The story of Jesus will air nationwide in Bulgaria, and Christians are ministering to farmers in Guyana devastated by floods. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, a new anti-conversion campaign in India points to successful evangelistic growth in the country. David Shibley with Global Advance thinks the rise in persecution correlates with a nationalist Hindu movement push.
Hinduism is, in fact, losing its grip on the future of India, on the young people of India, and these radical statements made by radical men are also the statements of men who themselves are very fearful of a massive spiritual change. It is a time for the gospel to really advance and for thousands of churches to be planted. These will be planted at a price. There have already been many martyrs in India, and yet the church itself continues to grow.
Shibley, in response to the number of church leaders who attended recent Frontline Shepherds conferences in India, says,
it's very important for church leaders in India, and especially those who plant churches in hostile areas, to know that the body of Christ worldwide is in solidarity with them, encouraging them, strengthening them, praying for them, and affirming them.
Meanwhile, it's going to be an historic time for Bulgaria in the weeks ahead. Campus Crusade for Christ and the Jesus Film Project will be showing the story of Jesus for children in the 10 largest cities in Bulgaria beginning March 24th, says Campus Crusade Scott Gill from Bulgaria.
Prior to that, there will be an advertising campaign that will include hundreds of television commercials on the national channels, as well as using radio, posters, billboards, and a special postcard in every single home in Bulgaria.
This is the first of its kind nationwide campaign. Gill says since the church is so inward-focused, this will be a great evangelistic exercise for them.
We're challenging people inside the church to make a list of at least 10 friends, family, relatives, colleagues that they might be able to invite to the film. And then we're giving them special invitations so that they can invite those people and then walk with them through the follow-up process and eventually to help them get involved in the local church.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A week after riots forced the evacuation of Christian Reformed missionaries from northern Nigeria, the team is home and back to work. After meeting with Muslim officials, the group returned to their ministry in Niger State on March 7th. Local authorities promised to take action against rioters and invited the believers who fled the area to return. Their willingness to recognize Christians in the area led to a promise from the pastoral leader that believers will not retaliate. Next, the tsunami in East Asia hasn't been on the news much, even though for millions of people the grieving, rebuilding, and hopelessness continues. However, World Hope International has been helping throughout these 15 months, helping to restore hope. World Hope's Keith Norris says they've rebuilt 127 homes, and that's opened other doors.
We're helping some people now with business development, helping them to restart their business or start a new business. Right now we have going the renovation of two damaged schools, and we're starting two new Christian schools.
Norris says many families are now being forced out of temporary shelters, and families are turning to Christians for help.
They're looking, in some ways, to Christian organizations because we're still there, where some of the other agencies, many of them, came with big promises but are no longer there.
That'll allow Christians to share their faith with even more people. And Guyana's Pomeroon farmers have been devastated by recent floods. Damage estimates run into the millions. Food for the Poor has already responded to the initial disaster, distributing seeds along with emergency supplies, medicine, and food. Food for the Poor is also teaming up with other faith-based groups to assist in the post-flood relief effort. Together, they can serve as witnesses for the Lord by helping those in greatest need. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Parables of the Vineyard by Pamela Reeve. Drawn from John 15, she reveals the secret to peace in the midst of change and sorrow as God lovingly prunes us to bear the fruit of Christ. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.